Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
The three most important letters in sports. Even better than those.
TVB.
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 It's Fox 6 sports director Tim Van Voren on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Yes, Tim Van Voren, Fox 6 Sports. He believes in the Green Bay Packers, but not that much. I don't know if it's the proper way to put it. We'll ask him. Tim Van Voren, TVB. He likes the Packers, but not that much. Good evening, and is that a fair comment as to your position? If not, I'm sure you'll have a better one.
It's probably a fair comment. They are a second-tier NFC team right now. Could they move into the first tier? Could they knock off those first-tier teams like the Eagles, like the Lions, maybe like the Vikings? Yes, they could, but they haven't done that yet. Second-tier NFC team, I like them. They are a second-tier team.
All right. What's different between them and the Vikings? I see, again, you'll tell me if I'm wrong. I think you would have Vikings as the bottom first tier and the Packers as the top second tier.
I don't know exactly. That would be pretty slim, but you have to look at it that way. The Vikings have been well-coached all season. They didn't kind of mess around and took away some games early in the season, which I think the Packers did while they were finding themselves. They were just, yeah, they did beat themselves. We've talked about it before, Homer. Pre-snap penalties, turnovers, Braden Narveson. Those are all factors early in the season. Maybe the Packers win one more game and they're viewed differently. The Vikings didn't have those kickaway games, so they are ahead of Green Bay, not by a ton. The Eagles are above that. I put the Lions number one. I'm not sure if the injuries will drop them behind the Eagles before all is said and done. But I'd go the Lions number one, Eagles two, Vikings three, Packers four. And what makes them four is that they haven't gotten over the hump against one of these good teams. Who's the best team they've beaten? The Rams? The Texans? Who would you say?
At the time they played them, I would say it's the Texans.
Yep. But the Texans have shown themselves to be
not as good.
Yeah, a few holes in the act there.
And the Rams have looked to be better, but I just have to go back. Weren't they just missing people?
Yeah, at that point, their receivers were out. They didn't have Cup. They didn't have Nakua. So, you know, that's a different team without those guys. The Packers, they've had a fine season. And I asked Jordan Love today about, hey, you've got a month left here. You're in pretty good position. You pretty much know you're headed for the playoffs. What do you do? And he said, well, we're taking it like last year. We need to win out, which was a surprising answer to me because I think, quite honestly, most Packer fans at this point would say, hey, win one or two more. You're the sixth seed, maybe the fifth, and then you take your chances in the playoffs.
I don't know what it's like. You win out. What does it do other than maybe get you the right momentum? But it doesn't do anything probably for you.
Maybe do that, but how much does that gain for you?
Yeah, I mean, you don't, as Jason, I mean, if you just went bad and then you're the seventh seed, then that creates the problem. But I just don't think they have to. All they have to do to be not the seventh seed is win at home against New Orleans and Chicago, and that's, it doesn't get much easier than that, does it?
I would, you know, if you win one, I think if you're Green Bay, you're in the playoffs. If you win two, you're the sixth seed at worst.
Yeah.
And you have two games in there, like you say, at home that you should feel confident about.
All right, now to the Tim Van Voren Scouting Bureau. Who do you have? Who's played better? Or, I mean, I saw in the last four games, Watson has 10 catches for 331 yards. That's crazy stuff. But I'm optimistic because I think I like a lot of their young defensive players. Some have been hurt, but maybe I'm giving them too much. Is there anybody or anything you like that see as most likely improvement to make them closer to a first-year team, first-tier
team? Well, I think it's still on the offense, to be honest with you. I think if you're Green Bay, you have to score. And so Christian Watson, being that emerging force here late in the season is very important. Jaden Reed's been pretty quiet. You and I sing the praises of Jaden.
Do you have any additional information on what the hell's happened?
I don't, but I would say we are believers in Jaden Reed.
Totally.
And you would think that his production can go back up. So, Watson has held the offense in there in the interim here. So I do think that's big. I'm not expecting Zane Anderson to have a real role from scrimmage going forward, but that was eye-opening the other night. He shocked me. He never plays from scrimmage.
No, he should be remembered. Had they won the game, his play would have been historically memorable. And instead, it's all forgotten, and that's the way it goes when you lose. Those are the things.
That's the fourth down stop, but he was pretty solid even in his regular other
was
staff.
He? So, if you say I didn't.
Yeah. No, I think part of that is because the Lions, didn't target him. It'd be interesting to know if he was a main player all week long and the other team knew he would be there and they could go at him, how he would fare. But he certainly fared well against the Lions in throw-in duty the other night. I think the Packers kind of are who they are, and I'm not sure that we're going to get an emergency. Is Luke Musgrave coming back
a big
boost?
No. I'm counting on that. You got to give me a defensive guy.
A defensive guy. Well, I think they've tried just about everybody.
Is everybody healthy now? That's my issue.
Xavier Alexander, not on the injury list at all today.
Yeah.
So you figure he plays. And, I mean, we can all talk about Jair. To me, the effect of Jair is the trickle-down. What does it do behind him?
Yeah.
Javon Bullard is not healthy. So
Bullard is still not healthy.
Traction behind him.
What about Cooper?
Cooper practiced today. I like Cooper. He's rangy and get all over the field.
Yes.
I think, he was definitely an impact
Williams.
Player.
Like, I see, I have Williams and Cooper at the top of my list. I want them to play. I think they add an aggressiveness. But I don't know if the key is the scouting bureau see it the same way. I mean, I have Williams and Cooper ahead of Bullard in terms of importance for the defense to be what I want.
I would agree with you on that. Both of them, the aggressiveness, as you say, but both of them kind of around the ball. When you count their number of snaps and ratio it to their plays on the ball in some way, shape, or form, it's pretty, two rookies, it's pretty high. So I think those are the kinds of players who can make a difference for you in playoff games, for sure. Bullard is a better piece than some of the other guys who are going to have to play with him being out. But he has not been a ball hawker or a change-making defensive player so far in his rookies.
Talking with Tim Van Born, Fox 6 Sports, and now we get to an important part. He wouldn't pick the Lions. Doesn't believe in the Packers enough to have them win at the Lions. Now, Seattle is not the Lions. Will Tim Van Vorn pick the Packers to win at Seattle or prove again that he thinks they're good but not that good?
First of all, on the Lions, Homer, I did say if you play it three times, you'd rather win the third.
Correct.
So I will stand by that. We'll see if that plays out.
But you would not pick them in game two.
I did not pick them in game two. That's correct.
Seattle.
I will pick the Packers this week because I think while the Seahawks are improving, their four wins since the bye, that's all good. They were fresh. They've won those games. That's good. But none of those teams is .500 or better.
So this is more of your insight into Seattle than changing your view on the Packers.
To me, the Packers have lost to three teams, four times, a total of four times, three outstanding teams. Philadelphia wasn't outstanding in my mind when they played it, but Saquon Barkley certainly was.
Yep.
So I think that's the top tier, and the Packers are just below that, and Seattle's below them. So I would say Green Bay beats Seattle on Sunday night.
So, and Seattle is 8-5, but as you said, you factored in their last four wins. That's how they're 8-5.
Which take nothing away from them. It's the shootout in the NFC West. Right now they're leading, so they would be the third seed in the playoffs. They don't have anything closed on the Rams or the Cardinals or even technically the Niners. So there's a lot of pressure on Seattle.
Yes.
And Jordan Love's the one saying, the Packers want to win out. So I'm curious to see exactly what gets thrown down on Sunday night because I would not be shocked if as last week we talked about, that could be a playoff matchup preview. This could be another playoff matchup preview. You could be playing two teams in the playoffs, if things go a certain way for the Packers, that you played in the regular season in December.
And at the same spot.
At the same spot. On the road, and I don't think the Packers are scared about being on the road.
No.
All right, where is Jordan Love? I think physically he's 100%. I think he's exact, and that doesn't guarantee a level of play, but it means I don't think anything as far as his physical status should be used in terms of judging his play at all. Will you join my club there?
He will be where you judge him on how he's playing football. I agree with you. Not on, oh, he's compromised, so he's tough. Number one, I think he is tough. I think he's been out there through injuries and nagging things that other guys wouldn't have played with this year. I think all along he's been trying to justify the contract, force things early
has
in the year.
He's
been
that?
On the field,
you
has been on the field when he wasn't 100%. But I would say now he is healthy, and he hasn't had an interception in the last three games. And he is in a group. What are his numbers? 8 touchdowns, no interceptions, I believe, over the last 3 games?
Yes.
He's not going to do any better than that. That's what he did last year. That gives the Packers a chance.
So you mentioned the contract. Do you think the contract has changed him at all? And I'm not saying in a bad way. Is he any different? You alluded maybe a little bit to feeling the pressure of that, but who and what is Jordan Love this year compared to what he was last year in every facet by TVV Scouting Bureau?
Last year, Jordan Love was prove it. Prove that he was worthy of the opportunity he got with Aaron Rodgers being traded to the New York Jets and the contract that ultimately came with it. This year, he's responsibility. I don't think it's pressure. I think he feels responsibility to be able to answer the bell for that contract, to be able to lead the team for that contract, to be able to speak for the team for that contract, and ultimately, we'll see, to be able to win in the postseason, having been given that contract.
And as a player, there's nothing that surprised you or changed or anything. He is who he was just a year
he's
older.
He's confident. He's confident. He's approachable. He's even keel. He, to me, seems exactly as he did last year, if not even more relaxed. Last year he was chill. This year I think he's even relaxed in a good way. Not
I know. No, that's
crazy.
Hard to believe.
Good.
That's like telling me Mr. Rodgers is even nicer this year. Is that possible? All right. All right. Well, we got the big thing. You're picking the Packers over Seattle. In the context, people should go to WisconsinOnDemand.com. Thanks, TVV.
See you, Homer.
And the show next, I don't care what they call it, it's Jen Latta's 9-3. Is that her number?
That's her number, but she's off this week. Joshy DiMaggio in
well,
for
she,
her.
They better have her pick. They do have her pick, right?
I'm sure they do, yeah.
They damn well better. That's next.